Yes, that's right. This is RDU 98.5. You're listening to The Burnt Breakfast. Now, I have said a couple of times, but Country Honk, probably one of my favourite event names of the year. It's just brilliant. And it's on at one of my favourite places in the world, Smash Palace. And I have Johnny from Smash Palace here with me this morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm very well. How are you?
I'm very well too. I can imagine December is a busy time.
It's about as busy as it gets at Smash Palace December. Yeah. So in here quickly this morning and then I'll go load the fridges up after this.
Nice, nice. So what are you in the whole mix of things, or are you just everything, man?
Oh, yeah, it's tough. I'm a bit of everything and a lot of nothing. at Country Honk, I'm playing in the band, which is very exciting.
So yes,
sometimes you get your own gig if you have your own pub.
Nice, nice.
And then I sort of float around in the background and stock fridges and make sure everything's there for people when they show up for work, really.
Great.
Ideally.
So you're really, when I'm sitting down having a pint and some fried chicken, you're the one to thank, really.
Oh, no, it's the staff that do the hard work. I just mince about during the day, making the place look pretty. In my dream world, I'd never even open the bar. I'd just set it up every day, make it look perfect, and then shut it down and start again the next day. No more customers.
Right, that's brilliant. Now, let's get into Country Honk this Saturday. Tell me a little bit about it.
So, Country Honk, we've had this obsession with country music, a bunch of us, for a number of years now, and we thought sort of Littleton's got this big country thing, and we thought we'd drag some country this side of the tunnel. So we tried to book a few Littleton acts, but they stayed over in the port, and we managed to get a couple of Flatlanders to play. And so we've got Blood Harmonies warming up, and that's Paul and Neve. They're a family duo, and they just do some nice acoustic stuff. And then we've got Skank Williams, who plays some stonk and honky tonk and all of that. And then Suck Owens is our band, and we play, it started as just Buck Owens covers, but now it's a sort of bit of Waylon Jennings and some George Jones, and really traditional, straightforward country.
So before you described it to me as a super group, and then you quickly changed us when a group, is this kind of a collection of friends who have sort of picked up people on the way?
It is just a group of us who all have played in many other bands, and just over the past few months I was like, we've got to get this gig together, it won't happen. So I've got Mikey Summerfield, who has played in Cowboy Machine and various bands, Luke Wood and Luke Shaw, who play in the Apower 45s.
Oh my god, that's great.
Michael Daly's on drums, and he plays in everything in Christchurch for the last 20 years. And then Paul and Neve are going to do some backing vocals as well.
So, oh wow.
Yeah,
oh,
so it's a big full band.
And so difficult question to answer, probably, but what can kind of people expect from this event?
They can expect a big rowdy party with lots of dancing. We've got a couple of slow ones at the start, and then we turn it up and it's foot stomping party music. So we're going to turn it up loud and have a big old party.
Now, can we expect to see any banjos on the day?
No, there's no banjos, but maybe next year.
Controversial.
I'd love to have a banjo, but I can only rope in so many friends. I don't have any banjo friends at the moment, but I'll make one in the next year, I'm sure.
Now, do you play any instruments yourself?
So I'm playing guitar in this band.
I
play guitar and mandolin generally.
Can guitar players play banjos, or is it?
No, clever ones can. I'm not a clever one, I'm a jobber.
So you were kind of saying to me earlier, you're kind of really fixating on country music at the moment.
Oh, I've been obsessed this year. Everyone around me knows all about it.
And I
got my Spotify top five back, and it was Leuven Brothers, George Jones, Waylon Jennings, Buck Owens, Sturgill Simpson. And I was like, it's time for a bit of variety.
Man,
in my
you
life.
Really did invest in it this year.
I should listen to a woman at some point. So I've gone up to expand my horizons in the next few months.
So has kind of, now you've really dived into it, has country music kind of, has it changed in your mind, your perspective of it?
No, because we're sort of hanging around at the really traditional end of it.
You look at country
music these days, it's anything and everything. It's really wonderful what country music's become. But I mean, we're more a sort of nostalgia vibe, and so we're playing very straightforward country from the sort of 70s and 80s. I think there's probably one song from recently, but mainly it's trad, straightforward country, which is good for a limited guitar player like me, because everything goes exactly where it should.
Yeah, right. Now, you might be able to tell me the difference here. Is there a difference between country music and Western music?
I believe it was all just to do with the studios. Western music got lumped in with country on the charts. It was all a Billboard chart thing where they had two categories. They put them together. They don't necessarily have much to do with each other at all.
Interesting. I
think Western music probably sold a lot more than country at the start because that was that sort of, soundtracks of Westerns were very popular
point. Of course,
and when they made the charts, I think that's what that suggests is more a period in time. So country and Western are quite separate.
You really have learnt a lot. Yeah, I
recommend anyone that's into country music listen to Cocaine and Rhinestones. It's a country music podcast.
Oh, okay.
And it goes deep. It goes deep
really?
In depth about the whole thing. There's two seasons. He keeps promising a third season, but
I really recommend it.
Because country's got this sort of, like Cocaine and Rhinestones sort of explains it. It's got this lovely gaudiness to it. And I've sort of realised lately it's quite similar to hip-hop in that it's sort of flashy. And when you get rich, you buy a big Cadillac, and there's this sort of flashing of the wealth and the jewels, and there's this cachet that comes from being poor or being in prison, it's sort of got this authenticity about real people, and I think it's fascinating
really
that both come out of America, and they're more similar than you might think.
Oh, absolutely, and they're two genres that often the music is about very personal experiences of the individual who's singing it. That's such a good point.
When rock and roll sort of tends to, Malcolm Gladwell did a podcast, rock and roll deals with these sort of bland topics. Country music gets deep into
it really does,
divorce, the pill, domestic violence, death. It covers all these topics. And so same with hip-hop. Hip-hop was the first music genre that ever taught me that black guys get pulled over in their cars more. I remember learning that through hip hop years ago.
So,
the topics are much more deep.
Yeah, thank God for country music, I say. Now, do people have to buy tickets to this?
Just show on up. First band will kick off at 6:30 and we'll be all done by about 10 or 10:30, and so you can go off to the late night pubs after you're done.
Oh, hell yeah, absolutely. Are you going to dress up for it?
I'm going to dress up, and everyone that's going to come along needs to dress up. We're doing denim on denim on denim is the thing.
Yes, so I've
got the full Canadian tuxedo.
Do you actually?
I have it, yep. And so anyone that comes along, I want to see your denim.
Oh, shit, I have to see this outfit. I really do. Country Honk this Saturday, starting at 6.
Yes.
Brilliant. Hey, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Thanks for having me.
And I've learned so much about country music. I absolutely love it. And especially, like, speaking on behalf of, I think, probably everyone who listens to RDU, to be honest, thank you for running Smash Palace. It's a great place.
Thanks to RDU for being RDU. We've noticed just how many people come through our place that are affiliated with RDU somehow. It's an institution in Christchurch, and that's what we seek to be, and long may the good institutions survive.
Good synergy there. Hey, have a great day.
You too.